It is Fish Family Solutions. Every Wednesday, right around this time, with our team of marriage and family therapists. She's author of a great book, which I've read and given to many people, called Give Yourself a Break. It's marriage and family therapist and author Kim Fredrickson. And the question, Kim, is how can I tell if an apology is real versus fake, and that the person who truly hurt me has truly repented? And you're also going to explain the difference between real repentance and fake repentance. I know most of us have been, I guess snowed would be the word,
victimized
by a fake apology.
Yes, that is such a good question, and you're right. I don't know anybody that hasn't happened to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get fooled into believing that somebody has repented, or what they've said, you know, they truly are sorry,
mm-hmm.
When in fact they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And so repentance means to turn away from.
Right.
And it includes at least two things. One is to say you're sorry for specifically what you did without qualifying it or blaming the other person.
Uh-huh, right. Instead of, gee, I'm sorry for anything I did, but I don't know what I did, right? The I'm sorry buts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm sorry buts, and nothing specific.
Right.
And then the second is just changing your ways.
Right.
Change can take time, but a person who's repented is at least actively working on the problem and is making progress over time. So those are kind of the two main things you need to see.
What's the difference between real repentance and fake repentance?
Yes, this is so important. It's probably the most important thing. So fake repentance on the outside, it looks the same.
Uh-huh.
The person is sad, they're upset, or they're angry, they're distraught. You know, they have all the emotion or the words, maybe.
Right.
But the thing that they're upset about is that you might not see him positively, or that you're disappointed in her, or that you view her in a negative way, and so forth. Where real repentance actually differs, because the reason that they're upset is about what they did. When people are truly repentant, they're sorry because they sinned. They're sorry because they hurt you, or they hurt the trust mm-hmm. in the relationship, or they did something that they knew was wrong. It's not about, you know, fake repentance is really about me and how it makes me look bad and how others will see me. But real repentance is about how I've sinned, how I've hurt you, you know, how I've hurt a relationship. So fake repentance is about me, and real repentance is about you and repairing the hurt that I've caused.
So why would someone do this? I mean, why go out of your way for a fake apology? Why not just not apologize?
Good question. I think, honestly, it's because the person wants to look good. They want to either, if they do it in front of other people, it's to make it look like, see, I'm a good person. I apologize. If it's not in front of another person, it's so that they can sort of check it off their box and tell other people, you know what? I apologize. I tried to make it right, but, like, she won't forgive me.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man.
Great information.
Heard that. Yes. Very good.
KimFredrickson.com to hear her story, find out more, get the book called Give Yourself a Break, Turning Your Inner Critic into a Compassionate Friend. Thank you so much for sharing that. Great topic this morning, too. A lot of you weighed in and said similar things, you know, the fake versus a real apology. I know I learned a lot this morning from the Big Mountain Heating, Air, and Solar Traffic Center. What's going on?